This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits. They just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Most people are not aware how quickly we are plunging into a totalitarian left-wing society, so I want to bring your attention to what is actually happening behind the scenes in terms of the censorship. So here's the real story of what's happening. The left has become a totalitarian cult that demands obedience, and they carry it out now through all of the gatekeepers of the internet by labeling anyone that they don't like as being engaged in hate speech. So if they can label you as being engaged in any kind of hate speech, then they rally their people, their social media people and Twitter people, to attack the service provider that provides service to you. You know, your website or PayPal is cutting off conservative sites now. Google's cutting off sites. Facebook is censoring sites, YouTube, and so on. Then you're cut off. GoDaddy even dropped the hosting for a site. I think it's called Daily Stormer. I hadn't heard of it before, but apparently they said a lot of nasty things about the woman who was killed in Charlottesville. And then a lot of pressure was brought to bear against GoDaddy to drop their hosting and I think their DNS as well. So their website was dropped by GoDaddy. And, you know, on one hand, I understand that Daily Stormer is highly offensive and full of hatred and run by a bunch of dipshits, apparently. I mean, I don't know any of those people, whoever they are, but they're, I mean, for all I know, they're the opposition, you know, running that to try to make the right look racist. I don't know. But I understand that they're full of hate, but what about all of the left-wing sites that are full of hatred? What about the Antifa websites? Or the, what's that called, Redneck Revolt, which is a left-wing terrorist organization that's been recruiting across 30 U.S. cities. And on their website, they host downloadable documents that show you how to commit arson and bombing buildings, and I think even torture and interrogation techniques. So that's a left-wing website that's espousing violence and torture and arson and, you know, lots of criminal activity. There's nobody talking about dropping those sites from being hosted. So where's the fairness in this? I mean, if you're going to have a rule that you don't host a site that's full of hate, why does only right-wing hate count, but left-wing hate never counts as hate? See, this is the issue of our time, that the left has become totally intolerant of any differences of opinion that come from the right, but at the same time, the left is absolutely fully tolerant of their own radical extremism camp that is openly calling for mass executions, arson, bombings, killings, violence in the streets, overthrowing the government, murdering President Trump, all these things. You see, where is the honesty in labeling the alt-left a bunch of violent radical extremists? Because, you know, most people in America agree with me on this point, which is that we don't want the alt-right or the alt-left to be on the streets of our cities. We don't want any kind of that hatred. Now, what this is all driving toward, of course, is a society where you are only allowed to have one opinion, and that is the opinion of the status quo. Any divergence from that opinion will be labeled hate speech or extremism or racism or something like that. These are very, very dangerous times that we are entering. And the left, for all of their shouting against fascism and against Nazis, seems to not realize that they are becoming the Nazi fascists. They are becoming Nazis. They are becoming the totalitarians. I mean, they're already there. they just don't realize it because they think that they are right and everybody else is wrong. And they think that that is moral justification to silence every dissenting view. They literally believe that it is within their right to kill people in order to stop them from speaking if their speech might be considered hate speech. That's how insane it has become. And there is no honest person on the left who could possibly agree with the totalitarian free speech censorship that we're now seeing on the left. For example, if you were to ask Noam Chomsky, you know, a noted leftist, that's maybe not a very accurate description of who he is. I mean, he's a philosopher, he's a linguist, but he leans towards the left on the political spectrum. Although I have great respect for Noam Chomsky, and I think he is a very brilliant person in many ways. I don't agree with him on all of his views, but what I admire about Noam Chomsky is that he is willing to participate in the process of debate, the process of logic and reason. Noam Chomsky is a leftist that I respect because he has reasoning for his positions. That's a key difference between what we're seeing on the just sort of the angry, radical, outraged left at this point, which has really no rationality, no reason. They can't back up. They have no evidence. They have no facts on their side. They're just angry and they're outraged and they want to shut everybody up who doesn't agree with them, but they can't really articulate their reasoning. Well, Noam Chomsky can articulate his reasoning of why he believes in a more collectivist society. And again, even though I disagree with his conclusions, I honor the fact that he is able to and willing to engage in a dialogue on his issues. You know, I could debate Noam Chomsky in a very pleasant, intelligent way. I would very much enjoy it. And he might, you know, he might out-debate me, right? I mean, he knows a lot. He's a brilliant guy. He's a scholar. He probably knows a lot more about history than I do. So he might win the debate, and that's fine. At least you can debate someone like Noam Chomsky. You can't debate Antifa, the left-wing terrorist groups. You can't debate Google because Google just silences you, cuts off your website, demonetizes your YouTube videos, and oppresses your views. You can't debate against the enraged left because they just, all they demand is that you be silenced. They just say all whites are bad, that whites have no standing, that your voice doesn't count, that you can't have a grievance, that your culture should be eliminated, wiped off the map, that genocide should be committed against your culture. That is what the left has now resorted to. And it is unbridled totalitarianism. It is dangerous. It is frightening. It echoes the darkest chapters of human history, of Stalin and Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust and Pol Pot and Mao and the Cultural Revolution and the Khmer Rouge and all of the genocide that has been carried out in world history. Over 262 million people have been killed by governments, mostly left-leaning governments, in the past 100-plus years. And the left is now calling for essentially the same thing in America. They want mass genocide. They want to silence all dissenting views. They want absolute obedience and absolute conformity, which they ridiculously label diversity. That is how dangerous they have become. Every rational, reasonable person must stand against the totalitarian left, Google, Facebook censorship, YouTube censorship, the alt-left radicalism. Everyone must take a stand against the radical left and at the same time denounce the racist alt-right. You know, denounce any who are engaged in Nazism, which, by the way, is far left. Nazi is a socialist organization. National Socialism is what Nazi stands for. But my point is denounce violence or hatred on either side of the political spectrum. But don't ignore one side and just say it only exists on the other. It actually exists on both extremes. And what we need to get back to is a country where we can engage in dialogue with each other, where we can share free speech, where we all have the right to speak our minds, regardless of the color of our skin, even if your skin is white. You know, it's almost unreal that we have to now state that, yes, people who were born white also have the right to a First Amendment. It's unreal that we even have to state that, but that's what it has come to. Thank you for listening. Share this and listen to my website or read my website, newstarget.com, and listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.